Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perch of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Here, as he is with us every week, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the official lists, the people list, the stories list, that is published at talkers.com. Also, you can find it at the DJV site as well, djvshow.com. So, Michael, welcome to our overview. Welcome to the party, as it were. And so the best way to get the party started is to go through the list of attendees, right?
Yeah, let's have some fun. And I forgive me for the phone quality this week, because we had a bit of a lightning strike at the Talkers headquarters, and it burned out our entire radio studio. Can you believe that?
Fabulous. Good
God. So, am I coming through clearly?
Yeah, no, you sound fine, as a matter of fact. That's a good connection.
Great. Okay. Good for that. So let's get on with the show then. The billionaire space race for the second week in a row came in at number 10. This time it was Jeff Bezos' turn to go into space. The Tokyo Olympics are at number 9. At number 8, we have the southern border crisis and immigration reform. Seems the only place you hear about that anymore is on News Talk Radio, but it is indeed a valid subject. At number 7, U.S.-China relations, as well as what's going on in Haiti and what's going on in Cuba. Crime and gun violence are big topics at number 6 this week. At number 5, we have the economy, the infrastructure, and fears of inflation. At number 4, the heat wave, wildfires, floods, climate change. At number 3, election denial. That means people who do not believe that the 2020 election was above board. Voting legislation and critical race theory all tied at number 3. Number 2, the January 6th committee. Tied with Trump and his relationship with the GOP, and that's tied with books that are coming out about Trump that everybody's talking about. And at number 1, the topic that won't go away, as a matter of fact, it's worse this week than last week and the week before, COVID-19, the Delta variant, and discussion about vaccines.
It won't go away because the the damn COVID won't go away. That's what, probably why, right? We're stuck here, it would seem.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to talk about the people?
Please.
Okay, number 10, Jeff Bezos. Number 9, television talk show host Tucker Carlson of Fox News. Mike Pence at number 8. Number 7, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Mitch McConnell, the head of the GOP in the Senate. Number 5, Kevin McCarthy, the head of the GOP in the House. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, the head of the Democrats and the Speaker of the House. Donald Trump, the de facto king of the Republican Party, at number 3. He went from being president of the United States to king of the Republicans.
King for a day, yes.
Or king for a while. Yeah, exactly, a day or two. And number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul, I guess.
You're a liar. No, you're a liar. No, you're a liar.
They're honing their act so that maybe they'll get signed by Vince McMahon to be at the WWE.
Yeah, right.
And poor old Joe Biden is at number 1.
Number 1.
And that, right. What a week.
Well, it seems to be we can have more fun with this stuff if we allow ourselves to have fun with it, because some of the things that are going on are amusing, or at least smirkable. I remember things were smurfable when the Smurfs were around. These are smirkable things. Number 9 on the people list, the Tucker Carlson thing. I found it interesting I make no bones about the fact that I think that Tucker Carlson is a stooge. There's nothing about, he has no intellectual capacity. I just don't think he's very bright. And he doesn't do, I mean, as far as being convincing, he's not at all. But I thought the most interesting thing this week was Sean Hannity coming out on the air. He hasn't been an anti-vaxxer, but he hasn't been, you know, he hasn't been wild in supporting it. And yet he was very vehement in the stuff that I heard and saw. Get your vaccine. Meanwhile, the guy who's on before him, Carlson, says, don't get the vaccine. So it just shows you that there isn't, for many years, we've always thought that the right especially followed talking points that came from on high, whoever on high was, whether it's Limbaugh or Levin or whomever. And it's interesting to think. I've always thought Sean thought for himself anyway, haven't you? Kind of.
I think Sean thinks for himself. I also think, though, that Sean is very savvy and shrewd,
yes.
Understands the politics of things, and is a good strategizer and positioner, yeah. which everybody has to be in this world, whether you're a talk show host or a politician.
Yeah.
Even if you're a teacher, anybody in today's polarized world, you have to know how to handle yourself. Sean is good at handling himself. Sean really never said, go out and get a vaccine. What he did, if you listen to his words, he parses them very cleverly. He says, it's time now to talk to your healthcare professional and find out what's best for you, which is, you know, positive toward vaccinations. He said he believes in science. Well, I mean, the conservatives that have built their part of their platform on being skeptical of the vaccine because, you know, if it's a Biden initiative, well, then, you know, it's good. And if it's a Trump initiative, it's good, whatever it is. And that's why we call it politicizing and weaponizing these issues. And frankly, it's a disgrace that the vaccination and the pandemic has been so politicized. A disgrace. And it'll go down in human history as an example of how lack of cooperation in the face of an existential enemy certainly adds to the adage, divided we fall.
Well, you know, there's another example of that this week, and I think it's, I don't want to use the word tragedy. You and I have known Phil Valentine for a long time. He came to one of the first Talkers events, I think. That's when I met him 20-some-odd years ago. He's been in Nashville for a long time. He had a little syndication thing for a while. But he's probably the most well-known and maybe the most popular, I think you can say that safely, talk radio personality in Nashville.
And oh, yeah.
He came down. He was not an anti-vaxxer per se, but he sort of fell into the same crowd you were just describing, maybe a little bit more vehement in that I'm not going to get a vaccine because I don't want to get a vaccine, whatever his shtick was. Now he finds himself at Vanderbilt University Hospital with a very serious case of COVID, and he's telling his listeners now, you better go get a shot. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think first of all, it's wonderful that he's telling everybody that. On a personal level, he's an old friend of mine, and I'm certainly not happy to see him suffering and sick, and I'm worried for his health.
Yeah.
But when these things hit home, all of a sudden, it's no longer an abstract concept. It's no longer political or radio positioning or political positioning. It becomes, life-threatening, and suddenly you realize, wait a second, what are we talking about here? I'm not going to get a vaccine because nobody's going to tell me what to do. Our freedom is being eroded. Well, I mean, you know, when we were facing the Nazis in World War II and we had a draft, what if people said, I'm not going. Nobody's telling me I have to defend my country. Nobody's telling me I have to ration. You know, nobody's telling me we're going to not have baseball anymore because the baseball players are going off to war. And Rosie the Riveter is taking jobs away from men. And, you know, when you're facing an existential enemy, you put the political differences aside and the principles.
But does it make it seem like they have the principles are meaningless, really and truly, and the truth is the truth versus posturing, and then maybe do you look at it as all just so much entertainment and guff?
Well, the entertainment, the guff, the posturing, and the truth all get mishmashed in today's crazy world of instantaneous communications.
Yep.
So, you got to keep your thoughts real clear and try to be as honest as possible.
Another very well-known talk host in the news this week. They're all over the place. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. We're going through the charts and the ancillary information that fits into our discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, 15 past the hour. Information for you if you are losing weight or have lost weight. You're concerned because of the variant coming back. A lot of people are getting sick again. Are we right back where we started from? Are the people who are extra heavy at risk? The answer to that question from any doctor is worth his salt is, yeah, you're very vulnerable if you're overweight. So why don't you get yourself onto a plan that'll put you where you want to be, need to be, for your health and well-being? And you think about not just yourself, but your family, the people who are close to you. They want you around. So do the best you can. Do the most you can to lose the extra weight that you have and keep it off. The healthy way to do it, the right way to do it, in my mind, and that's why I endorse Calitrin, is to use something that doesn't have any drugs in it, doesn't have any stimulants. And also, from a practical point of view, they don't call you on the phone and say, okay, you have to sign up and give us your credit card so that we can keep sending you this stuff. They don't do that either. You want it, you call them, or you go online and you order it. As much as you want, as little as you want. Right now, using the DGV code will get you Calitrin 3 months free, depending on how much you buy. You can get more than that. Check it out at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, America's stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on our weekly get-together, going over the charts of the week of July 19th to the 23rd, as the work gets done at Talkers Magazine, the staff listening to talk radio programs, talking to talk hosts, the stations around the country that have done such a great job, and now listenership in general turning back to the radio, although I don't think it ever left when it came to news talk anyway. Everybody wanted to stay up on the conversation and the information, Michael. So we continue in that vein in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Every Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to our countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at your service with a list in our conversations about what's going on. We were talking about Phil Valentine and Sean Hannity, two prominent talk radio personalities. Another one that's in the news this week is Larry Elder. Larry, I worked with him first. He and I were on KVC together in the early 90s. I developed a fondness for him then. I have liked him, stayed in touch. He's graduated, has a pretty respectable list of stations on his syndicated program, presents a different point of view. And he decided a couple of weeks ago, Michael, he was going to run for governor in California. And because of that, I think he's well known in California. Because of that, he was treated poorly by the states. It just shows you the politics of it all. And he said when they said, nope, you're not going to be on the list, sorry. And they didn't say sorry. They basically said, And he said, not so fast. I'll see you in court. And so this week, the whole thing changed. And the reason I bring it up in part is because through all of this, it's so silly. These people are so naive, or maybe, I don't know what they are, so narcissistic. They think, okay, we're going to shut him down by not qualifying him to get on the ballot, which gave him another prominent post, if you will, a bully pulpit. So now more people than ever know who this guy is and are curious to find out what his position is. He could have a real serious chance here in this race. You agree?
And when you have 24 candidates, everybody has a chance. I mean, that's the amazing part.
It's all name recognition, isn't it, at this point?
I imagine it is name recognition in politics at every point. That's why we have celebrities running for office and winning. People that, Caitlyn Jenner is running in that same election, right. And Caitlyn Jenner doesn't seem to know anything about politics.
About anything.
So you're talking about a mishmash of views that don't fit any cohesive pattern. But you failed to mention that the reason that they said that Larry Elder did not qualify was that he did not fill out the required tax return information. And and he countered and threatened to sue the Secretary of State and won, even before it even went to court, that you don't have to have tax information for a recall election, as opposed to a primary or a general election. So whether they did it because of politics or not, I don't know. Frankly, I don't buy into that. I think it was just a mistake that was made, and I think that Larry capitalized on it. They made it a political issue. You really think?
Yes, I do. I think in California, the politicians there are capable of just about anything you can think of, nasty, dirty tricks. I think Larry also, you know, Larry was a lawyer in Cleveland before he was doing a little talk radio. Dennis Prager discovered him, and that's how he got to KABC. But he has a strong legal background. There are no flies on Larry. He's a very smart guy, and they picked on the wrong... but it was good for him, as we were saying, because he now has a lot of exposure. So
they picked the wrong talk show host.
Right. Okay. So there's another thing here, number eight, talking about immigration reform. Very interesting. You said something about it being a valid discussion because it's such a mess. You know what it shows, Michael, and maybe we talk about this in the next half hour a little bit if you want. It shows how the control of the news media, especially print media, is so one-sided because the Biden people have made an unbelievable mess out of this, and they don't want to. They just run away from it, and so our discussions of it in talk radio circles is the only one where you can really kind of get into the nitty-gritty of it. But the fact that you said that nobody is really talking about it but talk radio people, I think that's a demonstration, a strong one, of how controlling some of the news media is. Let's talk about it as we come back in the next half hour, 28 after the hour now.
At Nom Nom, we make real, good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our four-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As new COVID cases have ticked up in all 50 states, health officials say that new infections are rapidly spreading through those who are still unvaccinated. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union that while the pandemic is going in the wrong direction, we do have the tools to blunt the latest trends.
If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said, that it is among the unvaccinated, and since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem, particularly when you have a variant like Delta, which has this extraordinary characteristic of being able to spread very efficiently and very easily from person to person. And we know we have many, many, many vulnerable people in this country who are unvaccinated. We have the tools to blunt that and make that model wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. is offering evacuation flights from Kabul for thousands of Afghans who served our military during their mission in the country. But just getting to Kabul may be impossible for those who live outside the capital city. Mike Fortier has more.
The Taliban controls most of the roads in Afghanistan, so driving to Kabul is out of the question for those who live in remote areas. Even just driving to the local airport for a flight to Kabul may be too risky, and flights can be expensive. Staying in Afghanistan, though, means almost certain death. Human Rights First says people are begging for help, and dozens have reached out to the Association of War Allies looking for money for plane tickets to Kabul. A U.S. military official says we have no ability to get the Afghans to Kabul because we don't have a national military presence. Time is running out. A 33-year-old in Kandahar who worked for the U.S. military as an IT tech tells NBC News his city is surrounded and it can fall to the Taliban at any time.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci is defending working with a lab in Wuhan, China. Fred Bernards explains.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that the U.S. is going in the wrong direction as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, particularly among the unvaccinated. On CNN Sunday, Fauci spoke about the collaboration with the Wuhan lab.
And we are always willing to re-examine the criteria that are used when you do research wherever you do them. But I think doing research in the context of where these things happen is very important. And SARS-CoV-1 originated in China.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, you've come to the second half hour of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts become part of the discussion, the people on the list, which you can find every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, actually. And you can find it also listed at djvshow.com. This is a sort of co-produced work in progress every week. We have lots of things that we take apart, put back together again. We were talking just before the bottom of the hour here about immigration reform, and I wanted to get your reaction to me understanding or listening to what you said about the immigration discussions being valid on News Talk Radio, but not much of any place else, because in my estimation, the news media has become so biased, so jilted, so twisted, that because Biden looks bad, they don't want to cover it. Am I on safe ground or am I on sand?
Oh, no, you're on safe ground. The fact is that the immigration reform has always been a topic that has been difficult to get into the focus of the national conversation other than News Talk Radio. And Donald Trump proved by making it one of the centerpieces of his 2016 campaign and of his administration, that it is a major concern to Americans and it's a major issue. And since Biden's been elected, there hasn't been that much talk about it again in the general press. But news talk radio continues to deal with it as a major issue.
Well, and then I throw in my premise that the news media is so biased in favor of those who are left of center that they don't really cover things like this well. Whether that works or doesn't work, I guess, remains to be seen, that thinking. And it's not something that we have to spend a lot of time on. I just thought I'd make my point.
Well, you've actually made your point very well. You made your point three times. So those who may have gone to the bathroom or had a cup of coffee,
they've heard the message. Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Next.
And the point will be made again in 2 hours. So no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. The COVID-19, the broad, the depth and the visceral conversations back and forth, I think it's touching everything. And so on sports talk radio, as well as regular news talk radio, I wonder if you have heard some educated discussion. I know you're a big NFL fan. So what do you think about them informing their clubs that any outbreaks of COVID among the unvaccinated players will lead to forfeited games and penalties and all kinds of stuff? That's becoming a very controversial statement, isn't it?
Oh, it's very controversial, but it's also extremely important in terms of the impact of COVID on sports. The NFL did pretty well in dealing with COVID, as did the NBA. Major League Baseball has had its problems. The Olympics are obviously, it's sports. They're having a terrible time. It's very difficult to make these bubbles when you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of athletes from all around the world and all these different organizations. But yes, for those who don't know, the NFL has made a rule that if a team cannot get a game together, they cannot put together a team because of COVID people, being benched and on, the disabled list, then they will forfeit the game, as opposed to last year, the rescheduling of games.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So the fans, though, are not probably going to like this. All right. Would you say, because everything's become so political, is it a fair statement to say that more people who are right of center like football than left of center? Is that a fair statement or not?
I don't think it's a fair statement at all. But I do think that there is a tendency for the fans of sports talk radio, as in country radio, to lean to the right. But I think that that's through the perspective of those of us in the media. I think in terms of the general public, I think it falls wherever it falls.
Mm-hmm.
Why should that really be the case? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the media world, and then there's the real world. Mm-hmm. And, sports fans come in all forms, all shapes, all sizes, all races. So it's a dangerous proposition to say there's not enough information, just, anecdotal information, to say that most football fans are conservative.
Okay. I didn't make that statement. I gathered the information from sort of listening, maybe that's my mistake, listening to sports talk radio programs, maybe mm-hmm. that's what I've done, and maybe that's my problem.
also, let me, you don't really have a problem, but the way I look at it is that any public discussion today in areas that hitherto did not enter politics have suddenly become politicized. Mm-hmm. If you were to bring up politics on a gardening show, you may find that all of a sudden a whole bunch of callers calling in will argue politics with you as opposed to the proper way to put fertilizer on your grass. It's everything's become politicized, so it's kind of shocking to hear all of a sudden politics being discussed so, vehemently mm-hmm. on sports talk, which you never would hear anything about public policy or politics on sports talk. That was escapism. Now it's become part of the discussion, so it seems that way. And let's face it, in commercial news talk media or sports talk media, it seems that there's a significant number of conservatives listening and calling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and participating in all kinds of ways, yeah. Okay, so that's a good overview of that. Let's get to China. The relationship we have with China is at number seven, continues to be a thorn in our side. This week, the United States firmly, along with many other countries, accused China and presented the evidence showing that they hacked Microsoft and many other cyber attacks where we thought the Russians may be responsible. It looks like the Chinese are again at war, not only with us, but with countries all around the world, so that they can gain dominance in every field. You've got to wonder when people are going to wake up or why there isn't a hue and cry everywhere. Maybe it's just coming. It takes a while for this stuff to build up steam, but there certainly is plenty of evidence now of what I've been saying, that COVID came out of that laboratory, and many suspect it was purposeful. How is the conversation going on News Talk Radio about holding China responsible for its atrocities?
Well, there's that discussion going on in News Talk Radio that it's primarily, you know, anti-Chinese, and that we have to hold them responsible, whether it's the COVID origins or the COVID cover-up or the cyber spying or the aggressive militarism or the repression of rights in Hong Kong and worry over what's going to happen with Taiwan. China's a problem. But the bigger problem, and you said, why isn't there an outcry, is because Americans buy cheaper products that are made in China. And American business, up and down the line, from small business to mega, you know, corporations, are in bed with China. And that is a very difficult thing to undo. So that's going to take a long process of education. Look, we're not going to be able to pull the plug on all relations with China. It'll be devastating to the economy. And the fall of China would actually hurt our economy, too, because we're so in bed with them. We're too close to China to be able to have a war with them.
But you see what? But you see the results of that. They're not interested in bettering America or anything. They're interested in bettering themselves. I mean, you can see it all over the place. This week, there was legislation introduced into the House of Representatives to hold China accountable for any number of things, including agricultural missteps. And the part of the legislation was to prohibit China from buying any more farmland. And one of the reps from Congress, I think it's New York State, a lady named Mrs. Ming, who is a Chinese-American, said, oh, this is racist, and we can't do that, and you're going to cause more hate crimes against the Chinese. At some point in time, we've got to get to the reality here of what's actually going on and stop worrying about whether you're a racist, I think, anyway. What do you think? What do you think the pulse of the nation is?
Well, I think that racism is bad, and I think that Chinese-Americans should not be singled out. So I understand what Mrs. Ming is saying. On the other hand, I think that we need to educate people as to the makeup of Chinese Americans, what their loyalties are, and what the issues are in and outside of China. It comes with education. It comes with accurate reporting, and it's going to take time. Most of all of this trouble is because of the ignorance that prevails in the topic.
That is for sure. All right, we continue with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, talking about the pandemic, talking about Delta vaccines, that sort of thing. We become more aware once again of something we should keep in our minds and always be aware of, that the things that hurt your body get into your body through your nose primarily, somewhat through your mouth and your eyelids, but mostly it's the nose. And that's where the Navage system comes in, cleaning out your nose from the viruses, the pollution, the bacteria that's all around us. Doctors agree it's very important to keep your nose clean. It's as important as washing your hands and brushing your teeth. So do what the doctor says, and what the doctor's probably doing. He's probably got a Navage at home, cleans out his nose every morning and at night when he's brushing his teeth and washing his or her face. Navage cleans out all that nasty dust and pollution, so help yourself to safety. Get the stuff out of your nose by using Navage. You'll feel so much better. You'll be better. Check it out in their website, Navage.com. There's a whole list of information you can actually order online as well. So check out, get your questions answered, and buy the product at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731, limit 2, in-store only.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I understand you're involved in that Rush Limbaugh podcast. Give us that info.
Yeah, very excited about it. It's a 12-part history of Rush Limbaugh, a tribute to him put out by the people involved with the Limbaugh show. James Golden, you know, Bo Snerdly, his longtime producer, is the narrator and host of it. And the 11th installment of the 12-part series has been posted at rushlimbaugh.com, and it's called Talkers. And I'm really proud of the role that I play in it because they really gave me a lot of time and a lot of space and great questions to talk about my perspective on Rush Limbaugh. So at rushlimbaugh.com, it's called Rush Limbaugh, the Man Behind the Golden EID Microphone. And I advise anybody interested in talk radio, check it out. And I'm in the current installment.
Certainly, the Rush Limbaugh folks are still legions and legions of fans want to hear that story. So check it out. rushlimbaugh.com. I'm sure we can spell that. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Yes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour now on Tech Talk, it's our review at the end of the week of the top five items that Victoria Keelan has deemed to be important this week and how they affect you, etc. We'll explain from five to number one. At number five, there is an arrest that has happened, and you want to tell us about who it is and under what circumstances. Number five.
Yep, Joseph O'Connor, a 22-year-old UK citizen who goes by the handle Plugwalk Joe, was arrested in Spain on Wednesday in connection to the 2020 Twitter hack, which was one of the biggest hacks that Twitter has ever experienced. All major, everybody who was famous on Twitter, President Obama, Elon Musk, Kim Kardashian, everybody was taken down. And this guy made off with $100,000 in Bitcoin. So the U.S. Department of Justice said that he's being charged with computer intrusions related to takeovers of TikTok and Snapchat and Twitter, and he was arrested on multiple accounts of illegally accessing computers without authorization. He's a well-known hacker, very bold, very...
How do you become a well-known hacker?
Because people see his handle as Plugwalk Joe. He has been credited and has taken credit for lots of hacks.
So why is he in jail?
Well, he is now.
Yeah, I know, but why?
They finally caught him. Well, because he doesn't leave a trace. I mean, kind of stuff is, it's called SIM swapping, and it's a method of hijacking valuable social media accounts. You manipulate the cellular network of employees, and then you duplicate their phone numbers so that you can actually get past the two-factor authentication. So it's a whole thing. But so he's facing multiple years. Graham Ivan Clark, who was called the teenage mastermind of this entire plan, I believe he was based in Florida. He and two others were already arrested last year, and Clark has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in this. So I would assume that Joseph O'Connor will get more than 3 years.
All right, number four, focus on the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep, so DHS announced this week that new security regulations for pipeline operators are in effect now to bolster their defense against cyber attacks. As we know, the Colonial Pipeline attack in May crippled basically the entire East Coast fuel supply, gas shortages, things like that. And so Homeland Security says that through this new security directive, DHS can better ensure that the pipeline sector takes the steps that they're going to need to take to safeguard their operations. They have to essentially hire their own security. They have a whole new set of rules that the department has ordered all these pipeline operators to. It's a protocol that they all have to follow. And so hopefully, you know, as we put more of an emphasis on cybersecurity, which seems like every week, you know, when we talk about what is big in tech, you know, yeah, there's some great new products coming out, but it's also a lot of hacking. It's a lot of hacking reports. So,
all right, number three. Hackers abound at Facebook, in a manner of speaking. Yep,
there's
right.
Another one. This one makes me extra angry because this one is targeting our veterans, our U.S. military veterans. And so if you're a member of the U.S. military and you've gotten Facebook messages from private sector recruiters, you know, offering you a lucrative future in either aerospace or defense contracting, Facebook has some bad news. They've revealed that they've tracked and at least partially disrupted a long-running Iranian hacking campaign that used Facebook accounts to pose as recruiters, and they've essentially reeled in, they have specifically targeted U.S. military veterans. They had a fake veteran site called Hire Military Heroes, which sounds wonderful.
How sick is
and that? It's totally sick. And that was designed to trick these veterans into installing a desktop app on their PC that contained malware. And then essentially it steals all of their data. So I'm happy that Facebook finally did something good for a change here. And so they've actually were able to find this hacking ring. And where it goes from here, I don't know, because this is sort of international waters in a sense. So we know that this group is called Tortoiseshell. And so finding these groups, it's not easy.
All right, finding the bad guys in China is the focus of number two this week.
Yep, this was a big initiative. So the United States, the European Union, NATO, which is 30 nations strong, all of them got together to officially blame China's Ministry of State Security, MSS, for the sophisticated attack on Microsoft. As we remember, that happened last year, and 100,000 servers worldwide were affected. This also trickled down into 200 different companies that were hacked. So the Biden administration has said, this is the first time that we're actually making it clear that China's actions are threatening our cybersecurity, our cyberspace, and national security. So this was a big, bold statement from everybody, and now we need to see what the next step will be.
Mm-hmm. Number one this week, Federal Trade Commission getting in on some action.
Yeah, this was huge. So the Federal Trade Commission said that they are now actively looking into the right to repair, everything from tractors to smartphones. This is going to be great, I think, for
good
business.
Good news. It's about time. All right, that's it, the list. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.